Dad, so corny.
You. I'm back. Ace, I just want to say I'm back. When I say I'm back, this is my brother to the night. Blues in your left eye, trying to become the funk in your right, brother CJ Snuggy Harris.
Welcome back. I be Yogi Dan, namaste.
Oz, catch me on TikTok, at Corny Dads OJC. Yeah,
my boy. Man with many hats, some people call me Chico, these gentlemen call me Ace, but my children call me Papa. You see, I'm feeding off the energy.
You got that shit
last time, now we back at it.
Yeah, we back at it. As you guys can see, for our new season, we have a plethora of interviews or a run of interviews. And today, we have our guy Chris Washington here today.
Yo.
Yeah.
Founder and owner of Nard Fit, owner of a wellness center down in Philadelphia area.
Philly.
What's up, good brother?
Hey, what's going on?
I introduced you, but it's probably better if you introduce yourself.
So I'm Chris, you know, formerly known as Nard Brother. So I got a business wellness center down in Germantown area, 4542 Green. I wear a lot of hats also. I mean, it's a lot of things I try to get into, but.
He also a corny dad, right?
Yeah.
I'm a dad, but I don't know if I'm corny. Hold on.
Yeah, it's like I got a lot of perspectives on that too, though. I mean,
but yeah, we can definitely get it all.
We about to cook up. I love the energy.
Yeah,
let's do it.
At the end of the day, Philly is in the building, right? Because you know we here in New Jersey right now, but we got to represent for Philly, man. 4245 Green Street, 19144 NG Town, where we grew up at. So
that boy said, "I run my Philly from South Philly back to
uptown."
Yo, so people that's watching and listening, the history goes beyond this table. I've been around Chris for a number of years, eased in on the strength of his brother. He said formerly known as Nard's brother, now that's C. Gunner. Man, I love this guy. He's definitely grown as a person in my life. He's a lifer in my eyes. It's no separating us at this point. Just wanted to give you your flowers while you was here, man.
Much appreciated.
You no longer Nard's brother.
Yeah.
even though you're Nard's brother.
Yeah. Right.
You're just Chris now.
Hey, Chris from Nard Fit.
I like that.
So let's talk about just a little bit of your journey going into entrepreneurship and owning a business, where it stemmed and sparked, where it began.
Well, I didn't have a lot of options as far as like jobs that could take care of my vision and where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do for my kids and stuff like that. But I did try to get a job, but they didn't respect my, position as who I am, to myself. So, you know, kind of forced myself into entrepreneurship because I knew what I wanted to be and everybody, and even everyone I was around was like, "You're not fit for a job," but it wasn't in a bad way. It was you were your own being, you gotta be.
So I got a question on that, right? Because we see a lot of the times, especially with the young men that we deal with, and you work with the young men that I deal with, a lot of them are like, listen, what they're trying to set up for me isn't my life, right? So a lot of them come from the streets. A lot of them come from they don't get that attention that they desire or they want it, or they're not set up with these family structures that everyone said you're supposed to be set up with. They're not getting the education that they think that they need, and they're like, "Yo, I don't have any other route to go in. I can't get a job because I don't have the education." Some of them can't read or write. You understand what I'm saying? So how does one transform their mindset and coming from the streets to say, you know what, I still can be something, and not from the standards of what the United States is saying that you should be?
Well, it's a lot of different ways of coming from the streets. Where I put, you got your already established entrepreneur in the streets, the people that sell drugs. They already know, for real, it's not the drug you sell, it's you that sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not that hard to transform over to sell something different. It's just accepting to sell something different at a maybe slower rate.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? So, but people that's in that perspective are they forced to be in the street, then it's switching over from being in the street because I don't know nothing else to entrepreneur, that's a different type. I mean, that's a different type switch. Like, you got to really be fully invested and take the no's and the rejection from everything because you switched. Like, and it's everybody not accepting of that type of switch. Like, even the people you was eat, you was feeding and all that, they're not going to accept that type of switch because you might have been the breadwinner in that situation. So it's like, it's the difference between, all right, like, it's like putting in perspective, like, the money getter and the goon. The goon not going to have too much of a hustle about him because he's used to being
the goon.
The goon, the order, like just taking an order and executing an order. Then it's a hustle. It's like, I know how to get bread from a lot of different ways. That's how I feed everybody. So it's like, when people say the streets to entrepreneurs, like, who was you in the streets? To switch over. But at the same time, like, if you could target that, who they was, and then help them channel to like, yo, you really could still get money in it. Maybe you come go into security.
What?
I could
dig it.
You sound like a consultant.
I was going to ask a question. Didn't even say that.
I'm with you. Know what I'm saying? With you.
Because some presence, like, it bear, like, you got to, like, for a long time, I had an overbearing presence of, like, you never knew the angle I was on. So it was like, you could be in security just by your presence. Saying? Like, that might be your lane, but you know what I mean? I'm also the example, like, you could switch energies. Like, now people like, all right, I want him in a room. Long time ago, I wouldn't have been invited in this type of room.
But I think the most important thing in all this thing is that you can pivot. I think I've said it before. I said, we have so many geniuses in the hood. You know what I mean? Scientists, chemists, on the wrong end of the spectrum. But if they were able to channel that or have the opportunity to be able to use it for good, they could. So I understand what you say. I get what you're saying, Nardi.
So I'm really into trying to figure out what was the switch, right? What made you say, you know what, I wasn't invited to these rooms. Now I want to be able to get into these rooms. Like, what changes a person's mindset and transforms them to get into there?
Accept the invitation.
Accept the invitation.
Once you start getting your own vibe, like, you just don't say no. Like, somebody invite you out, you're like, all right, I'm with it. Like, you never know the experience you might get from it, people you might meet. So it's like that. And from being in the streets, you're not accepting invitation.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm not going to let people know that I'm going to be there. Right.
So in regards to accepting invitations, let's talk about, like, it sounds like from your perspective that no matter what the, how, like, so say you go into a partnership or venture with somebody, no matter what the outcome is, you're prepared to take away a lesson from it and apply it elsewhere.
Right. Yeah. I'm definitely prepared to take, like, that's like, I mean, like, in all the books, like, you venture into, like, businesses and you learn from everything. So it's like, if I can learn from the opportunity, even from a loss, then now I know how to channel it to something else and who, like, to see what the next opportunity presents without that one.
So that's get to the elephant in the room, right? At the end of the day, it's called Nardi Fitness, right? Mm-hmm. What is the name behind, what is the representation behind the name, and what does it mean to you, this business venture, over all of us?
Well, Nardi Fitness, you know, me and my brother was in the gym, and then, like, this is what we had focused on, the channel people outside the street. Like, how can you channel your energy out the street without being super aggressive? Mm-hmm. And it was like the gym where you could still be aggressive, but channeling it differently. So it's like, first we was going to channel the youth, you know what I mean, get to the youth. But we had to, you know, get ourselves right because we both came from an unhealthy standpoint and environment. So it was like, we had to show it first. So, but, you know, NARD, that's the acronym for Nutritional and Recreational Development. Shout out to my sister. She came up with the that.
Acronym. But
the acronym, because, you know what I mean, it's a family thing, so everybody got to have a say-so or something.
That's love.
But, yeah, I mean, like, it just came from a standpoint of me and my brother doing something that, I mean, stepped outside the street, and then he was gone. So it was like, how can I allow him to still be here, I mean, carry his name at the same time? So it's like, everybody else is my partner now.
Yeah.
You know I mean? So it's like, now you Nardi.
that is so wild to me. Like, I didn't even think about that, right? So it's like, how do I keep, Because from a, you know, again, like all full disclosure, this is my friend, this is my brother, right? Of over 20, 25 years, you understand? So when he lost his brother, I lost my brother too, you understand? So, and then we all lost a brother, right? Because we're all brothers, right, at the end of the day. So everyone felt the pain that he felt, I felt, and then my brothers felt the same pain. It wasn't like it was less than or anything of that stature. But at the end of the day, when he passed, right, it was his duty and his job to say, you know what, I want to keep his name alive. So I never even thought about, I just thought about the, all right, the business is NAR, but now everyone that comes to this center represents NAR. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how you transpire this whole thing worldwide, right? Not only in just in your community, but you can take this internationally and worldwide. So, damn, that's a really good, you know, viewpoint. I didn't even think about that.
So, see, I want to ask you a question about the center. Mm-hmm. You all action. We like, so let me explain all action. I'm a thinker. I'm a strategist. Chris will call me like, yo, I want to do this. And then he'll send me money, so I got to do it. real talk, I got to do it, right? So in regards to your center, how do you apply that mentality, that all action mentality to the clientele that you work with?
To be honest, like, to be all action is hard to explain. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'ma just do it. Like, I gotta wake up and do it. Like, I tell people to make a list, but my list is already in my head. Like, it's gonna get checked off regardless. Like, whether you help me or not, like, I could send, like, you know, I'ma call you up, yo, I need this. I ain't even gonna give you too much time to take care of that. Like, even if I send you the money, I'm like, yo, all right, he taking too long. I'ma take, all right, then you next. You know, like, I just take my steps and I go, like, but as far as like the center, it's just I just accepted my elevation of everything I was doing, because I started outside, you know what I'm saying? Like, I started like two places outside, from a smaller place outside to a bigger place outside, and then just coming inside. So it was like I just took every stepping stone that came with it and just play with it, like.
So can I go to a specific I want to, because I don't think I asked you this before. You were in, what is UFIT?
Right.
UFIT. So he was invited into, I don't even know if he's invited into UFIT, but he went into UFIT. UFIT is a gym, right? And he started doing personal training. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Were you allowed to do the personal training?
No,
there?
I wasn't even actually doing personal training there. It's just, that's the first gym NAR had me sign up for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was coming there, then he passed, and then, like, they knew him. Like, they knew him. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was still new, because I came home. I was still new. So it was like, all right. I could feel the weariness, like, yo, he's coming to the gym without his brother, you know what I mean? So it was like, and then, like, I kind of kept it still a positive attitude, even though I was going through stuff. Like, I mean, I still kept the gym going. So it was like, people followed that, and I wouldn't work out with somebody behind me doing the same move, like, and I would not even know them or whatever. So it got to the point that they start coming in the gym and requesting me. And if I wasn't there, they would leave. So they was like, we got to take your membership because you don't work here. So that's how I got kicked out of UFIT.
Wow. So I remember learning about this, right? He in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he just got kicked out that day, right? So you're in the middle of the parking lot, and he happy as ever. Like, and this is just the difference in mindset. He's happy. He's like, yo, I just got kicked out of UFIT. But guess what? On to the next gym. And I'm like, what? I called him like, you just got, he's like, yeah, I got my bags.
they gave him my paper.
But you know what that says a lot to me, what that says to me about you, Chris, is that you just take every situation as a new opportunity. You don't let anything kind of lead you astray. I got my own. I've been to your gym. Den had his yoga session. He's not only like the owner, the operator, but he is in all the activities. Yes. Like, I remember that day we went.
He don't miss him.
I remember that day we went to his gym. We're doing yoga, and he has another side to it, and he's going through the door, and he's doing the elliptical steps, and he's coming back and forth. He is moving around. He's dropping off drinks for us. So you are not only just operating and owning the gym. You actually with the people. You actually there. Like, I'm here. Like, you're going to see me.
Right. Yeah, I want to be just that extra help. If somebody come, I mean, come do something. Like, it's just hospitality. Mm-hmm. I mean, make sure they got something to drink, da da da. It's just, I mean, like, build our community. Like, I opened the center up in a... Because I kept getting kicked out of gyms. So it was like, I start outside, I get everybody that keep getting kicked out of gyms, like myself, I mean, or want some type of privacy outside the gym, and then come there. So it was like, so now I got an inside gym. So the more the more you feel at home in that place, because I got a cat there and everything, the more you feel at home there, the more you're going to want to come back or tell somebody something good about
Absolutely.
It. I mean, keep, you know, the name of good faith.
Nah, I get that. I get that.
Yo, you made a lot of transformations, my brother. And I remember I and I always talk about this. When you first came home, right, and you came in with Nard, it was like, oh, hi, Chris. It's like, it's like, oh shit, this is what we on. So how do you go from, like, what sparked you from going from, like, in isolation, solitude, to being like, and you got to see this guy on action. When you follow him, he is with the people. Like Ace said, he's with the people. He's smiling. He loves the people. How did you become that person?
Wait, I think it's more so the people also now love him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They definitely love him.
They for do. Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, like that's the weird part, right? So I naturally don't really want to talk or be around people. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't be wanting to talk all the time, but. My brother was the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was like the total. So it was like embodying him in a way.
You channel. You know what I'm saying? So channel. Like, yeah, it's like a channel.
So
yeah.
It was like, keep like him alive. The way he passed and the love he got from a lot of, like, from every angle and the much stories. Like, if my time come, I'm never, like, my name would never have been like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, and I started looking at it, like, look at all the people that's, I mean, gone. Who's really remembered?
Mm.
Like, and it's like, the people that was loved is really remembered. Like, yeah. The other people, like, it was like, yeah, he was around.
Right.
Like, but we don't know nothing about him.
Yeah. Like, the impact. You won't leave an impact on the impact community. Legacy. Right. Which you are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, you wouldn't have had a story about me, but, like, a long time ago. You wouldn't have had, like, something to say about me, because it was like, it wasn't nothing to say about me, because I didn't want you to know anything, or my voice wasn't, I didn't want, like, that. I still talk low because it's like, I still don't want to be the eyeball, like, the person that everybody look over, like, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, but I had to also accept, like, you know what I mean? There's like, all right, what would Nard do? He was, like, over embracing his love. So, it was like, all right, let me try that.
How's it working for you?
It's a good energy. I still got my days and, like, times where I'll just go back into me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's still a good energy. Like, it drives me, because, like, people calling on me for stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if I wake up, I'm waking up for the purpose of people going to need me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, instead of me wake, like, because I just chill there.
So I got a question in regards to you waking up and people needing you. Outside of you actually training, most of your demographic are women, but you do train men as well. When people need you, like, physically, how does the physical aspect transpire more into a mental therapeutic aspect?
Like, the will to want to, like, lift weights, the will to want to work out, I mean, like, you say I got more female clients, like, and they understand that, like, the will to work out and the will to get instructions to work out is very helpful to your mental.
Mm-hmm.
Just like going to a therapist, like, you gotta let it out and somebody gotta tell you something. So, like, in a lot of terms, I become the therapist and the physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And men, like, I hate, like, not that I hate, but men need to take that understanding, like, yo, you can't just go to the gym and do what you want, because you're not really getting out anything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have, like, it's good to have a partner, you know, but you got to have also a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just go in there and do what you want, how you want, because your output not really, it's not all the way there. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting everything that you want. Even trainers need trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and females understand that to a lot of degree, because they know that it's also, they read the instructions, men don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's like, that's why they get trainers, because it's like, he know what he's doing.
Right.
Like, so he's going to tell me what to do and
do it correctly.
Do it correctly. Like,
Got you.
Do you think ego plays into that, or do you just think is pride, or do you just think is just?
I wouldn't say ego. I would just say people not like outside of basketball. People not used to men not used to grouping up and getting each other together. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lack of understanding. Because once I get the guy, it's like I know you here. You're gonna be here because like now you know what it is to get the workout and get instructions and do it properly, and get that burn, and then see the results from following the instructions.
Tell me or tell us or tell them about a time where one of your clients reached out to you and showed like gratitude because you were pivotal in a transformation, like mental transformation and a physical transformation.
That's every day. Like every day somebody reaching out to me. Like last year or when the pandemic was going on, I promise you like a shoulder, somebody was crying on my shoulder like every week. About the burdens of the life and school and all that. It's like, and the appreciation, it don't even take much for somebody to appreciate you. All I do is, like, is say good morning and let you know that somebody thinking about you today, stuff like that. So it's like, it don't even always be the workout. It just be like, yo, somebody there to check on me besides Apple or somebody telling me.
I mean, why do you think that's so important that people are acknowledged and people are seen, especially in this day and age?
Social media. Like, everybody looking for gratification, the likes and all that. So it's like, outside of God, go on your app to see if somebody liked you today. Like, I'll text you today.
Yeah, like, it's more personal.
It's personal.
Right. So it's like, that's a big pivotal part of, like, being accepted is outside of, like, having to post from a certain angle or, you know, go outside your norm and show you that you was eating somewhere and shit like that.
And that's truly who you are.
That is. So have you seen, it's now a new year, have you seen an uptick in visits from your current clientele or even people reaching out for like training now, like new clientele?
I'm kind of structuring a different workout for this year or a different, like I'm trying to go online services, but also offer the personal training. So it's like, I'm not seeing the uptick, but I'm seeing the consistency. Plus, from what I'm viewing, it's like this is a lagging year for people physically. Like they not really getting to work, like they not really even telling themselves they're gonna work out for the New Year's. Like I've been looking at social media. I don't even see as many memes and all that as I used to see. So it's like social media also playing a part in like pivoting in that. Like if you're not showing a lot of workouts or whatever and they not gonna go, like it's not, if it's not on the list of seeing it all the time, that's why you gotta
say the algorithm is not even
right. But not only that, right now I think that there is what the pandemic actually taught us, right, is that we don't necessarily need to leave our homes for much, right? You got people who purchase Pelotons, right? You got people who purchase, you know, the in-home weights, right? And now Netflix has partnered with Nike and they're producing workout videos for home. So what does that do for the physical gym landscape?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that changes a lot, right? So that changes a lot from an economic development perspective, right? From the physical real estate perspective, where gyms now, they're starting to become obsolete. At a point in time, there'd be 3,000 people who sign up for a gym membership, right?
Right.
And the gym platform, the way that I understand it works, because my brother owns a gym in Hudson County, is these people, they make a commitment in the beginning of the year. You get them to go on a payroll cycle, right? And then they forget it by February.
Right.
But guess what? They locked in for a whole year.
So
That's like Planet Fitness' main objective. That's why they're so low. Just to get you to sign up. They know you're not going to come. But me, I'm not a public gym. I'm a private trainer. I just have a facility that you could be come get your privacy. But the online stuff, it works for some people. You got to have that discipline to want to get up and turn that shit on.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's the aspect of the conversation that I think that's most needed, right? Especially from your perspective, right? We need to talk about the ideal, right? And the ideology that you have to have in order for you to become physically fit and or become an entrepreneur. Because I think both of them go hand in hand. There's a certain level of hard work, there's a certain level of determination, there's a certain level of grit, right? even when you want to quit, there's something that's telling you to push on, right? Mm-hmm. And with the name like NardFit, right? It's like, how do you, it's like you can't allow it to fail.
You can't.
Right? So let's talk about that mindset, right? Whether it's entrepreneurship and or physical fitness, how do both of them go hand in hand in relentlessness and or drive, overall determination, discipline, yeah, discipline as a whole?
Well, that's a good job. So just going ahead, just like not allowing it to fail, that's like, that's nothing, like, it's like automatic, like, ain't nothing that's gonna even be written down. Like, you can't even sell me on my, like, when so I feel like, failure. You can't even sell me on that. Like, mm-hmm. You can't even tell me, like, it's gonna fail. Like, no matter if I go in arrears, like, this joint gonna be operational regardless. Like, mm-hmm. So it's like, that mindset and working out and having an entrepreneur mindset, like, every successful person, even if they got, tell you, like, you need a workout to mind, to have a mindset to work. Because, like, that determination to even read is, like, this is tiresome, but same way workout is tiresome, you know how to push through. Like, so everybody mm-hmm. understands that working out is for an entrepreneur. It's mm-hmm. on the list. It's, like, damn near the second or third mm-hmm. thing that you yeah, do when you wake up. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody says that. So right. it's, like, mm-hmm. understanding that part, that you need that part, is, like, essential. But some people don't understand that part, and that's all right. Like, that's why they need... guidance from people that's gonna be family, like mm-hmm. Like it's even family members like could say that that's not gonna tell you to go get a trainer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you just got like the successful people say you gotta go against what everybody say, mm-hmm. yeah. and that's how it is with me. Like you gotta go against what everything, mm-hmm. everybody like, and just ride through. Like. Mm-hmm.
So when you get in the gym, right? Let's just say you put your headphones on, right? Got your headphones on, you got your NardFit gear on, and you're getting ready to go in there. Right, mm-hmm. And you're getting ready to go in there. What? So I have two questions. What is the mindset that you're in? That's number one, and number two. What track are you playing in the headphones?
Mm-hmm. I'm probably playing some ratchet shit. Shout out to all the ratchet people, but yeah, and it's gonna be a female too, cause they be going hard right now. Like, yeah. these guys, they rapping about what the female shit we be rapping about. Right. So wow. I'm listening to a lot of female stuff. But my mindset when I start to work out and I got my gear on, like, it's just to be feel good, like, cause I start with a warm up and then I go into a yogurt type stretch. So it's like, I'm just here to feel good. Like, regardless of how I physically look, cause I have my times where I bulk up and I cut up and I, but it's at the time I'm dancing between sets. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just here to feel good. Like, so it's like, that's easy. Like, go somewhere where I'll be clubbing in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Club NardFit.
Club NardFit. But I think that's what he was. I think that's what he was alluding to. Like, it's more than a gym. Like he said, yeah. Oh, I got a cat in here. Yeah. You know, it's like
it's home.
It's home. And you want to create a private space where people could just come, work out, feel good, and don't feel like it's a commercial gym. Like right. they're playing it. Like, yo, I'm gonna work out at right. the crib.
So right. one thing that I love that you do for everybody who signs up for your gym and your space is that you give them unlimited access. They all have individual fingerprints, fobs, codes.
Really?
Yes. Like you can go and put your finger on there, the gym open. So it can be a time where say you arguing with your lady, right? You're like, man, F this. Man, I need to go. Go over there, put your fingerprint on, go in the gym, turn the lights on, you work out. Right? And so, that gives you time and space to begin to calm and figure out how you should go about the situation. A lot of gyms don't have that. They got hours. Even if he not there, he say, yo, go ahead, man. Do your thing. You see, mm-hmm. you hear how soft-spoken he is. He like, I'm going to the gym to do this. And then he's like, man, go ahead, man. Like, that's how it is. I love that. And from an entrepreneurial, economic developmental standpoint, from what you said with Nike partnering with Netflix, they're trying to convince people to stay at home more. Mm-hmm. But if I was a salesperson at a gym, I would sell connection. I wouldn't sell fitness.
Well, because social.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you, because people need people. And I think they're, so even with the social distancing for during the pandemic, I don't think it was more social distancing. If anything, people became more social on social platforms and all that stuff. It was more physical distancing. Yeah. So I would absolutely sell connection. You come here, you can touch me, you can talk to me, you can talk that like, you can talk whatever, about whatever, because you don't have that a lot of time. I'm not here to train you. I'm here to be your therapist, and that's exactly what you do. Mm-hmm. So you're not selling gym memberships. You're selling connection and access, not to just to you, but also to a space. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you for that, bro.
Nah, it's a genius because he's basically killing two birds with one stone, because from the, like you said, from the physical aspect, but also from the mental aspect, right? You spoke of a scenario like, yo, if you're going through a situation with your spouse or partner, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going through a situation with your spouse or partner, go to the gym, burn it off, get your mind right, get your body right, and then come back.
Ironically, I got my own equipment in the gym too.
Do you?
Right, yeah, he got his little personal setup in there. Like I said, like he said, it's a fingerprint access. It's not like, but like anybody could just walk in that jump. Like you get a little evaluation, I mean, energy feel from me out, and then you gotta enter your fingerprint, or if you're not comfortable, you got a key card, whatever. However you feel. But like that's what I try to build. Like I got people that come there way before me and just wait on me. Like they might be in there stretching. I get there at 7 right off of work. But I'm telling you, I'm not driving in that traffic. But I'm gonna encourage you the whole way. Like you can, you know what I mean? And then I got a list out, like I got a board where you get, like if you came in there and you had absolutely no idea what you wanted to do, like it's a list on the board that you could do for that particular day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what's coming next. So it's like, it's a good joint when you have a standard where you don't have to go to a public gym and worry about everybody, or, you know, some people saying like somebody looking at me or creeps or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I mean.
So I got one more question. The core values or the core principles that you use inside the wellness center, how does that translate to your fatherhood journey?
Well, it just, like my fatherhood journey, like it's just the same thing, like just openness, like the availability, like my nephews, my nephews, that's big joint on me. They come to the gym. They could call me up, come to the gym. So it's like I established like a wellness within myself too, because my daughter worked out with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a time where my son worked out with me. Like, and this was like a lot of things where I didn't see before. Mm-hmm. So it was like having my family work out with me, my spouse work out with me, in my spot is like.
That's beautiful, man.
That's
it contributes to the connection.
It contributes to what I'm going. Like, so everything is all in one, so I don't have to be one of them guys that separate like my business life and my mm-hmm. regular life, because like all this is really one to me, like, and you know this one to me.
Yeah. So the boys always they love when I take them to what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like they love being a part of it, and they ask a whole bunch of questions, and it shows them that it's possible in a sense. So I absolutely understand that.
Yeah, and from a give back standpoint, man, my boys, my mentees, go see them. You understand what I'm saying? My son, go see him. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? And gives that same encouragement, that same love, that same protection and guidance the entire way around. So just, you know, we're just grateful for you providing a space for folks, man, for sure. Sure.
Community, man. Community. Yeah, and like I said, I've been fortunate enough to visit it. Your contribution to the community. I wish it was someone in my area, you know, from my background that did something like this. But keep doing what you're doing, my brother. We appreciate you. I appreciate you at least.
Much appreciation. Yo,
what's the cat's names?
Yeah.
What's the cat names?
This is
Cat and Cat.
Cat. I thought it was Cat Cat Meow Meow.
Cat. Just like that.
Yo, real talk.
Yo, so wrapping this up.
So just wrapping this up. You know, right now it's the time of year where everybody's making different resolutions. To be quite honest with you, this is a time of year where people are just now, or they're probably still in that the depression phase, right? Because we all know, like during the holidays, that's when people start thinking, people start feeling, and not to mention right now the moon that we're in, right? Yeah, it's a lot of stuff currently happening. So, what would you say to somebody that's dealing with depression, that's fighting with depression, dealing with grief? And or has a New Year's resolution to get fit, right? What would you say to that person? What would be your thought to that person, right?
I would say, like, the don't put a time on it, like, to say, like, this is my New Year's thing. Like, no, just let it be your thing. Like, all right, you might have to start tomorrow. But don't let tomorrow be end up with two mm-hmm. more roles. Like, mm-hmm. you can't say tomorrow is going to be another tomorrow then another tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So when you got to just do it. Like, so it's like, and then fighting depression, like, I don't know how honest we could be on this thing, but I got my verses, like, I mean, I fight, but sometimes I smoke, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. marijuana, like, mm-hmm. let's be clear, no nicotine, no tobacco, like, but I also understand that's not going to do anything for it, but it's a suppression for right now, right mm-hmm. then, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, before I could get through something, because sometimes I smoke before I work out, because I might be in my own head, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, so... You just got to find your outlet to get out your own way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I said, smoking is not for I'm just telling you what I do. It's not for everybody, and they can't remove the clouds when they smoke. Me, per se, like, I got to stand in the cloud real quick mm-hmm. to find me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, when it comes to depression and all that, like, I just say don't put a time limit on your stuff, because when you have expectations of on a diet, like, I'm going to lose such and such pound, or... this got to happen by this time. It's like, you stressing your own stuff out. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like school. If you try, you got a test coming, you're going to study, but you don't want to stress yourself out, because then you're going to forget or go mm-hmm. back to your roots of, I mean, yeah. downplay.
Do you have any...
I just want to say this. Here okay. in the state of New Jersey, cannabis is perfectly legal for medicinal purposes, as he just mentioned, but also recreational purposes.
That's a plus.
So do you have any personal goals, at least like for the short term, for NARFIT?
For short term goals, I just like growing, like mm-hmm. even if it's just a little bit. I don't really give myself too much of a goal. I just go, like I said, like I take my losses like I take my wins. So it's like, if I don't have no goal, then I don't have no loss. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just go. Like, mm-hmm. so it's
see
like,
where it take you.
See where it take me.
Like, been taking them, that's for sure. So you want to let people know where they can find you at, my brother?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram at NART. Welcome to NART. NART Fitness, NART Fit Shop.
Got all NART Fit.
Got a whole bunch of Johns. But Germantown, Philadelphia, PA, 4542 Green. Welcome to NARD. That's the Wellness Center.
Yeah. That's it. Let's right. do it.
Oh, you could call me too. 267-992-1267.
Like, again, it's Mike Jones.
You know what's so funny? Because NARD's joint with me always used to be, every time you see me, you scream, Mike Jones! Every time!
I love that.
All right, so with that being said, everybody, stay corny.
Stay corny.
That's so corny. Yeah,